How do you make it?
Well, you dig the roots up, slice them up, boil them. The longer you boil them, you know, the stronger the tea will be.
Can you keep using the same roots over and over?
No, you throw them away, get some more. We don't drink as much as we used to, I guess, because I'm too lazy to dig them.
Any other old-fashioned remedies people used to have?
Oh, Lord, they take beef, the gall off of a beef liver, dry it. White, that was good for a carbuncle or a rising, we called them back then, boil. Mm-hmm. And the same nigger woman, she had that. She'd take water and pick that beef, and it'd draw your eye teeth out.
Well, you put it right on it?
Right on.
And it
just feel like it's going to pull you. I had one on my hand, that carbuncle, when I was playing football one time, and she put the beef gall on. The next day, or the next, that thing was, it burst it open. And they used egg white, the white inside of the egg shell. It has certain tendencies, like you'd have a small one on your face, they put it on your face. Take soap and sugar, mix it together, old yellow soap and sugar, and make a poultice and put over one. Mustard plasters, and that was a sure shot for a cold.
Where would you put the mustard plaster?
On your chest, a flannel rag. Grandma made me wear a mini. I'd take it off and I'd go to bed and put it on before I got up. It did just as well.
What different kinds of trees are there around here?
Ooh, cypress, ash, elm, pecan, oak, willow, pew pine, sycamore, persimmon.
What's the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
Maple, but none of them. There's no syrup trees here. There's some silver leaf maple, decorative, you know, for decoration in the yard, red maple.
What would you call a group of the maples growing together?
I've read about it, but I don't know. In the National Geographic, not too long ago, they had an article about the maple farmers, the way they raised the syrup. Yeah, I'd call it a forest, just all the trees out there. But you specifically said maple. I don't know. What do they call that? You asking the questions. I'm not. I don't know.
Geranium grove or sugar orchard?
Well, I feel like maybe they would. The same thing like turpentine grove, you know, they get turpentine from pine trees. They call that a turpentine grove, or my turpentine orchard. I've heard people over around Ruston say that.
What's the kind of tree George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
And kind of tree that sort of assembled the South,
big white flowers? Magnolia.
Any other name for them?
Not to my knowledge. I hadn't heard of those.
And a bush or shrub that the leaves turn bright red in the fall, it's got clusters of berries on it.
Holly.
Did you ever hear of sumac or shumac?
Yeah, I've heard that word, but I wouldn't know what one looked like.
How would you pronounce it?
Sumac bush.
Huh?
Sumac.
Okay. And a kind of a bush or shrub that's got pink and white flowers on it that blows in late spring.
Pink. China berry is blue and white, isn't it? Pink and white.